David states that the core of spiritual work is aligned with undoing and the unloading of the mind rather than its enrichment, and the ego getting versus spiritual intention allowing. Here he gives his insights and explains why allowing is different than simply being passive.
I would do a workshop, how to remove the obstacles to becoming the fulfillment of your own potential, see? Because it emerges of its own when the block is removed. So it's not how to get to be a better person or get to be more spiritual or all those things which imply a gain. So it's revealing the truth of that which you are. Let's say, that which you hold in mind tends to manifest. That's true. And the higher one's level of consciousness, the more likely that is to be true. Not because you're doing it out of gain, but because you're doing it out of your appreciation and love for it. Every place I've lived for many decades has been merely pictured in my mind that which I consider to be pleasing. That's all. And then, in due time, it would suddenly come out of nowhere without seeking it or looking for it or advertising for it. It tends to manifest. And then that information is utilized in a position that's more yin than yang. So in the beginning, you buy all the books, you read it all. Now you know what it is you want to accomplish. So you could buy a book on China and how to get to China. And then comes the day, now you know the route and you know enough about China to get around there. Now is the day when you actually are going to go to China. So reading a book about China and going there are two different experiences. And of course, a relatively sophisticated person knows that. They read a book on it and they say, through meditation and contemplation, you can realize the following things. And now they say, well, then I think I will try that then. So they begin to meditate and they begin to contemplate. And sure enough, when they let go of wanting to get and acquire and gain through surrender and relinquishment, you surrender your will to God's will, and in due time, in God's time, the thing reveals itself. It becomes obvious. And you wonder, how could you have not seen this before? It's so clear and simple. So the actual experiential is completely simple, completely natural, because what you search for is the source of the feeling of subjectivity. So if people want to know the fast, short way to the realization, then you look to the subjectivity. What is it that is aware of what is being thought? What is it that gives one the interest in thinking of oneself as a separate I? You see that it's coming out of consciousness. So you go by, first you notice the witness observer. The witness observer is observing and witnessing phenomena such as thoughts, feelings, etc. You begin to realize that witnessing and observing is happening of its own. If you don't think so, just try stopping it. You'll see that it's going right on despite your will. Then you begin to wonder, if witnessing and observing are phenomena that are autonomous, don't involve any decision of the personal I, whence do they come from? That leads you to the field of consciousness itself. You realize that these are just aspects of consciousness. It's not any personal thing that you dreamt up. Witnessing and observing are secondary and innate to consciousness itself. And then you say, well, how do you even know what's within consciousness? And that takes you to awareness. And then you realize that awareness is also autonomous. And you say, well, what is it that's aware? And you discover it's consciousness, but it's impersonal consciousness. Just like when we calibrate the level of something, we're not asking personal consciousness. Personal consciousness wouldn't know anything about it. You're asking universal consciousness, because within the field of universal consciousness, all things are known, all time is now, and every place is right here. And that is a fact always. All time is now. All place is right here. So you can ask anything, anywhere. In an infinite space has no center, so everywhere is the center. And that which has no beginning or end has no time. So all time is now, and everywhere is here. So everywhere, now, here. We can ask a question about Cleopatra. We can ask something about Napoleon. We can ask something about George Washington. We can ask something about the Aborigines. And it's the same as if it's right now. What did Napoleon think and feel about before he walked into the pyramid? What did he experience and see as he walked out of the pyramid? Because Napoleon went through a transformation in the pyramid. I meditated myself all night long in the same pyramid, and phenomena occurred that had never occurred before.